I think we're live here. So welcome back, everybody. Taxation is Theft, and I've got Sandra T. Solace here. And she's, according to the headlines, a stripper and a Satanist running for U.S. Congress as a libertarian. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this made – I guess I'm not the first to get the news around here. You've been running for probably months, right, throughout this whole election process, and I haven't heard anything about it. But I'm not in Pennsylvania, so maybe that's why. But then these articles started coming out because you actually had some success with the race. So why don't you tell us about, you know, this election and why you decided to run? Let's start there.
I decided to run because the House and the Senate passed SESTA and FOSTA. They were two bills that were ostensibly aimed to end sex trafficking, but in reality, they just shit on sex workers, period. The bills make virtually no distinction between consensual sex work between adults and involuntary sex trafficking, and it's bullshit. I knew I wasn't going to win, but I could at least raise some hell, and I did.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's that's usually the libertarian perspective on things.
Depending on who you ask, some people say we should be steady and thoughtful.
Yeah, no, that's and we were talking about that before. You've had some resistance from within your own party over that. What happened there?
One individual approached me because I did a photo shoot where I'm wearing nothing but a Gadsden flag and some ammo boxes, and I got asked why I didn't wear a quote-unquote smart pantsuit. My response was, do I look like Hillary fucking Clinton?
Yeah, and this is, this is kind of my gripe. Like, I've had people, my pictures aren't that great, but, you know, I've got this big yellow hat on and people complain about that. They want me to be, you know, like the boring Bill Weld. And it's really ridiculous because the reality is we get more attention with our issues when we're not that. Because, I mean, no one, like, you know, if you would have been in a pantsuit, nobody would have ever written an article about you and it never would have gone viral. Like, you know, especially if you were like, oh, I'm not going to push the sex trafficking issue because that's too edgy. I'm just going to try to fit in like every other politician. Like, nobody wants to hear about that. So we end up basically giving up, you know, losing, forfeiting every possible opportunity that we have for any type of media coverage, which is just stupid.
Well, not only that, the funny thing is Dennis Hoff ran as a Trump-style Republican. He won posthumously. Nobody had shit to say about that. We're both in the same industry. We're both open about what we do, and we don't hurt anybody, but why is it that I get shit on?
Right, and that's the guy that was like, there was an article about him, the dead pimp wins over... Who did he beat? And they like I remember seeing a headline. It was like, because a dead pimp is better than a living politician or something like that.
I don't even know. I didn't even care that. I didn't even care that Hoff won. The hypocrisy is astounding. Like, yeah. I'm over it at this point.
So I want to show, some of these articles here. Because, and I want to point this out first, right? Because here you've got the rainbow Gadsden flag, which is pretty awesome. That's like super libertarian. You'll notice at the top of the screen, I know you can't see it, but okay, so there's this like big orange thing, right? And it says, our website uses cookies to improve its performance, blah, 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 blah. Okay, some assholes, and this is like because of some law they passed in the UK or the EU or something, you know, somewhere over there, it's got nothing to do with us. Some assholes passed a law saying websites have to pop up and give you this bullshit. Why? Why wouldn't they? Like, I mean, not that I'm in favor of anybody passing a law for this kind of dumb shit. why wouldn't they make the law say that the browser has to have an option that you enable or disable? Now every single website I go to pops up with this bullshit, and it's more of an inconvenience than some idiot setting a cookie in my browser. Fucking politicians with their heads up their asses. Anyway, this is the article. Satanist strippers.
I mean, I've had my head in somebody's ass, but that's totally different. My husband didn't have any complaints.
So many questions about that. Another show. Satanist stripper scores 3,000 votes in Pennsylvania with naked selfies, pro-arms campaign. And so, like, you're here, and I guess the headline's covering some of this. But you've got, like, you're barely covered with, like, an ammo box, and I think there's, like, behind this headline, there's, like, some smaller ammo. And then there's, like, all kinds of cool pictures down here. Now, when I saw this, there was something that really caught my eye with this article. Can you guess what it was?
My boobs?
No, it was actually the Satanist part.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, because I'm geeky like that. And so I saw this, and I was like, this is really interesting, because the Satanists have been they've been becoming more and more popular, and so at first I was like, okay, these guys are just trolling, right? Because they're going around, they're trying to set up, like, they're trying to say, well, if you can have a Jesus statue, we're gonna have a statue of Satan, or, you know, whatever they did.
Baphomet.
Yeah. And but then, like, you know, so I thought this was a troll, but then I started actually talking. I got into a couple conversations with some of these guys, and they started explaining to me their religious viewpoints, and I was like, wow, this really sounds like the libertarian religion. Like, it's okay, wait, you guys aren't going around slaughtering children and drinking their blood. You guys are kind of about the non-aggression principle.
Yeah. I mean, my bunny would be more likely to sacrifice people.
Yeah, you were telling me about your aggressive bunny. So what's can you explain some of, like, what Satanism is for those who don't know? And I'm really glad you're here to talk about this, because if I would have had any other ordinary Satanist, I'm sure everybody would just be like, okay, this guy's a nutcase, I'm just going to turn it off. But they'll listen to you for obvious reasons.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I haven't been around Satanism for too long. Yes, I was into it when I was an angry little teeny goth. But for the most part, it's just like, you know, don't molest children. Don't hurt anybody. Have you ever read up on the satanic principles?
No, but I did see I think it was in, like, a group chat or something, and people were going back and forth on, like, the nine...
Well, there's Levian Satanism, and then there's the Satanic Temple. There's so many different offshoots, but what they all can agree on is, like, just don't be an asshole and don't hurt anybody.
Right, which is ironic, because, well, I won't say the Christians are the opposite of that, but, you know, they do have a lot of that. There are a lot of Christians who kind of have that philosophy, love thy neighbor and all that kind of stuff, but then you've got the Christians who are, like, very hateful, like, you know, they're out spewing hate speech against the LGBT community and you know, whoever doesn't fit into their ideology, Muslims. Yeah. So it's really kind of interesting, and there's like a whole backstory. I don't know how much you know about that, but there was, like, so one of them was explaining to me that Satan got sick of how God was basically being a statist asshole, and so he went to start his own thing.
Yeah, he said, fuck this shit, I'm gonna have hookers and blow. I don't know if you saw the meme on my Facebook page.
I didn't. I'm gonna have to go look that one up.
Look, Satan was the ultimate rebel. Satanism, he questioned authority, he wanted to spread knowledge, so what the hell's wrong with that?
Right, and I guess most people's perspective, because, of course, there are more Christians and all the derivative religions, Catholicism and all those, like, that makes up a really large majority of, especially out here in the U.S. And so they're kind of told that Satan is, like, he's the guy who punishes you after you die. I'm not, I was never Christian, so I never went to you know, so this is kind of like, you know, from what I've heard from other people, I haven't been to church that many times. But that's kind of like the story that I understand what Christianity teaches about it. And then when I talk to, you know, the Satanists, it's like, no, that's totally not what it's about at all. Now, of course, you know, everybody's like going to their, everyone's got their different interpretations of history and the Bible and everything else. And who knows what really happened all the way back then. I don't know. That's not for me to say, but, I just think it's really interesting. And
people always ask me, do Satanists hate Jesus? I can't speak for other Satanists, but I don't hate Jesus. I think he was a wonderful man. And the irony is that he hung out with sex workers. He cared for poor people. But I'm inclined to think that the current Republican Party administration might hate him, because after all, he is a brown-skinned hippie with long hair. Yeah. They'd probably deport his ass.
Yeah, right. This is another weird, creepy thing that happened today, slightly off topic. So there's a patio on top of my roof, and they've been like chipping away at the tiles up there, to basically, like, I don't know, they're loose or whatever. So they've been hammering on them, taking them out so I can put new ones in. And today I started seeing ads on, it was actually on this site earlier today. It's gone now, but, dust-free tile removal. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't Googling anything about tiles. You know, who's snooping on me? What's going on here? And of course, you know, everyone's always talking about this. They're always saying like, oh yeah, Facebook's listening into your calls. And I remember I was actually talking to someone today, and they heard all the hammering, and they're like, what's all that noise? What's going on here? And I was like, oh, they're just removing some tiles on the roof. And like, was that it? And that call was on Facebook Messenger. So,
the fuck?
Yeah, right. That's creepy as fuck, but, that's the world we live in. That's why I should really stop. I hate that I use Facebook at all, but it is what it is. Let's talk about your history with libertarianism. How long have you been a libertarian, and what made you want to run?
I say that I've probably been a libertarian all my life. I didn't know it. In college, I was misguided. I voted for Al Gore. Then I became a registered Republican. Ugh. I think I still technically am. But I think what made me run was the bullshit that they passed this past August. Or no, April, I'm sorry, with SESTA and FOSTA.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all got that fucked up past. I unfortunately have one vote for Obama on my record. I never registered as a Republican, although I did follow the Republicans for a while when Ron Paul was going. I'm apparently I'm still registered to vote in California as a Democrat, cuz I don't, maybe it's because I'm a Democrat. They're like, "Oh yeah, no, leave that guy registered, cuz, you know, maybe someone will vote for him." Someone's been turning in my ballot this whole time. You know how the Democrats do it.
Yeah. They also register dead people.
Yeah. It's insane. People think that the voting system is like, you know, somewhat legit. But man, like, there's, to anybody who got these like junk emails or phone calls from Beto, or, you know, all this crap that's been going on, you get like all these like robocalls and everything. Your information is out there as a registered voter. Like, anyone can walk up to the government and say, "Hey, can you give me a list of all the voters and their addresses?" And they will give it to you. There's no privacy.
No, there's not.
You don't need to be the NSA. You don't need a warrant. That crap is out there, and yeah, politicians use it. The same politicians who wrote all the laws saying we're going to throw you in prison if you send unsolicited commercial emails are sending you unsolicited quasi-commercial emails. Those bastards. It's so retarded. They make all these laws for us, and then it's like, oh yeah, but we're above the law. Those aren't for us. Those are for you normies.
Ugh. I hate most politicians. I really do.
Right.
I'm even a little self-deprecating. I'm not too fond of myself either.
Yeah, I hate calling myself a politician. I tell people not to call me that, but hey, that's the damn game that we're in.
Well, one of my favorite sayings is only ugly people and politicians lie.
I'll buy that. I'm not going to go there. I'm trying to think, how can I be contrarian and say something, but no, that's just going down a road I don't want to go down. So let's see. So what else? So according to this article, you're also very pro arms.
Damn right.
I'm guessing you've got at least two of them.
I'm applying for my CCP. I have plenty of knives and other stabby objects around the house, though. What do you expect? I'm half Mexican and my husband is Puerto Rican.
There you go.
We love our stabby things.
I mean, that's got to be like, you know, like any of these pictures. I don't see you holding any stabby things. That would have. I think gone a little bit further in terms of your reach, but
I carry a couple of knives with me to work.
All right. It also says here let me read this. Sandra Solis, who uses the handle Libertarian Slut on social media, aspired to challenge the Republican and Democrat candidates in the special congressional elections. Although she came neither first nor second in the race, the flamboyant exotic dancer still managed to spice up the midterm race. Flamboyant. Okay. That's kind of a weird word to put there.
I mean, I'm flattered, but I think I'm pretty boring.
How many people were in this race?
There were four. There was Mary Gay Scanlon, the Democrat, who won. Congratulations, by the way. Pearl Kim, me, and the Green Party candidate, Brianna Johnson or something.
Okay. So what's interesting here, and like I see this all the time, like with Libertarian candidates, is they didn't say you didn't come in last. They did kind of imply it. They didn't say that you didn't come in last. You did still beat the Green Party, which is...
Yeah.
I mean, probably not too hard to do, but let's be honest. So you said you couldn't get ballot access in the main election, and so I guess, what was this, like a runoff or something? Or how did they do the special election?
It was a special election because the old incumbent of the office... He was Mr. Family Values until he started harassing a much younger staffer. He referred to her as his soulmate and became enraged when she started dating another man. So Pennsylvania taxpayers had to shell out $39,000.
Was that the lawsuit?
Yeah, it was a settlement. So our governor, in his infinite wisdom, decided to call a special election to fill out the remainder of the term. First time I've ever been thankful to a Democrat for wasting money and a Republican for not keeping it in his pants. So nice. Thank you, Governor Wolf and Mr. Meehan. I even sent them a personal tweet on Twitter.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the taxpayers got off easy if it was only 39 grand, but... I guess they were probably being more lenient because they realized, well, hey, the more we pay her for this, the less we're going to be able to pocket for ourselves. However we do that. Man, these guys are fucking ridiculous. And so, You said something about ballot access, but this wasn't necessarily...
No, this was easy. This was easy access.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was basically, I guess in this election, anyone could get on to the ballot pretty easily.
Well, you had to get the blessings of all the libertarian committees in the district, and there were five.
Okay. I'm sure now
some of them are starting to regret their endorsement.
Well, see, this kind of gets into like my issues with the Libertarian Party is like, I was actually watching this video. What's his name? That guy, he makes all these goofy comedy hippie videos. It's like CJ something. I don't know. He's got like a ponytail and like a
Penn Gillette? Are you talking about Penn
Gillette?
No, no,
no. He just does internet videos, and he reminds me of the teacher from Beavis and Butthead.
Mr. Van Dries.
Yes, that guy. He totally reminds me of him, but it's like anyway, so he made this video, which was actually not one of his comedy videos, but I thought it was like it was a pretty interesting point, and it was that, you know, we're all born weird and different, and then, you know, we start to be ourselves, and then we start getting rejected by people, and then we start feeling like, oh well, I don't like the feeling of being rejected, so I need to try to figure out how to get these people to like me, and I have to start acting normal. And like, it was a pretty awesome video just on that, but like, in how it relates to the Libertarian Party and what I've seen a lot lately is they're really like, there are a lot of people who push that idea. It's like the Libertarian Party is supposed to be about, you know, we're free to be whatever we want and do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people who are like, well, that's fine. We support the right to be and do whatever you want, but here, when you're in our circle and when you're playing with us, you should put on a suit and tie and act like a normal person. And it's like, it really sucks. I really hate that, because that's not really what the movement is about. That might be fine for some of the people who just want, you know, the libertarians who want less taxes and smaller government and that stuff, but they're still fine with government regulating marriage licenses and all that other nonsense. To me, it's really a measure of authoritarianism within the Libertarian Party itself. And to me, that has no place here.
It's kind of a contradiction.
Yeah. It's like, we want to be the party that doesn't tell you how to live your life, but if you want to be in this party, this is how you have to live your life.
Pretty much. I think a lot of them are just closet Republicans on the DL, personally.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of those. And a lot of those come from, you know, they come from the Gary Johnson camp, he brings them in and you know, because he needs his delegate support. And there are, I think also there are just a lot of Republicans who are just like legit, like sick of the Republican Party. And so they want the Republican light party, which, you know, let's go to the libertarians. They've got some overlap with our ideology and they have ballot access. Let's just take over. That's kind of what I see with those guys, which is, that's not fun either. Don't bring your authoritarianism shit over here.
Pretty much.
We don't want that.
No, I hate authoritarianism. Respect right? My authority!
Yeah. That's... Man, South Park does such a great job of like...
Oh, I love South Park. People ask me, they're like, well, what do you use as a guiding moral principles? It's like South Park, and I'm dead serious.
Yeah, well, apparently those guys are libertarian.
They are.
And yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. Like, I mean, a lot of people hate Vermin Supreme, but I actually, I give him a lot of credit for what he does, because it's I mean, he makes a mockery of the system and these creepy politicians that are out there trying to be, you know, he calls himself the tyrant you can trust, which is literally what all these other politicians are saying. I mean, you know, oh yeah, trust me, I'm gonna run your life the way you want it and everything's gonna be great. Unicorns and rainbows. But of course that's not what they're about. They're just saying, yeah, trust me, but I'm still gonna be a tyrant and I'm still gonna, you know, tell you how to run your life. And I think, you know, between Vermin and South Park, those guys are like, you know, they're totally they make really good points in their satire about how screwed up the system is and how why are these people controlling our lives and they're, you know, they can't even figure their own shit out.
Sorry, my puppy wants cuddles.
It's all good. We can barely see it. It actually looks kind of like you're growing a beard right now. But
Butterball, at least say hi. Can you see her eyes?
It's kind of hard say for hi, me to buddy. See with the light in my eyes, but yeah, I see. I think I saw a nose there.
Yeah, that's her nose. All right. Go play, Butterball. Go play.
So, what was I gonna say? The puppy just totally threw me off.
Yeah, she's cute. She's she's really little and fat. She's adorable. I have some pictures of her on my Facebook page. She actually went campaigning with me to collect signatures on primary day.
Awesome. How'd that work?
Pretty well, actually.
I'm sure everybody stopped to say hi and, hey, by the way, sign this or vote for
me.
Yeah,
pretty much. A few people gave me shit because I was wearing a tank top.
What?
Yeah, I mean, apparently.
Because they knew you were the candidate and they expected you to be in a suit?
A smart business suit, yeah, but yeah. It's whatever.
Maybe next time I'll
wear a burqa.
You know what? If you're gonna do that, you could find, I mean, you know, 20, 40, 50 volunteers and send them to all the polls, and they won't know it's not you. I mean, they could be men in there for all they know.
Well, the irony is most people don't recognize me with clothes on.
I could see that. I mean, that's actually, man, now you really got me thinking that we need to run a candidate in a burqa and, you know, just body doubles everywhere.
Well, you know, the irony is that I've actually got a lot of Muslim friends and I get shit for that too, because supposedly I'm supporting terrorism.
Wait. Who gives you that shit? Those aren't just libertarians, are they?
No, not okay. That I'm aware of. Okay. If they are, they're fake-itarians. But no, they're like, what are you doing reading the Quran? I was like, because I like to read. But, like it's, I said, people...
Yeah.
People are dumb.
That's an interesting one there, because I'm totally, like, not religious at all. I grew up Jewish, and I went to go visit my friend a couple weeks ago, and he's, like, all about church, right? So, I guess he's, like, one foot in, one foot out, but he's volunteering there, so I went, and I sat through church, and I tell this to people, and they're like, you went to church? Are you Christian now? that's not exactly how it works. I don't know if they even let me in. But, you know, it's like, it's not like you go in there and you're going to, like, they're going to throw holy water and you're going to, like, turn into, you're going to melt and, you know, steam's going to come off you. And you know, it doesn't work like that. It's really, like, actually interesting to see, you know, what goes on in there. And I mean, because for one thing, they're all different. And, you know, for me, it's kind of like, okay, I can listen to the sermon and I can just, like, you know, every part where they mention Christ, God, whatever, I can just kind of like, okay, let me ignore that and take for take at face value the actual lesson that they're teaching, and it's totally applicable to anybody. Like, it doesn't have to reference the Bible. It doesn't, like, it was, you know, it was basically about being grateful towards people that, you know, being grateful towards all the things that you have in your life. It was kind of like an early Thanksgiving thing, I guess, because that's this month, and that was kind of like, you know, this is what you should be doing this month, is trying to be grateful for things. And I was like, yeah, that's actually a really great lesson that everybody should be doing. Why, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not you're Christian or anything else. But then I get funny looks from, like, my hardcore atheist friends who are, you know, the ones who go around saying, like, yeah, we need to get everybody to stop going to church. Like, you know, they look at me like, you went to church? Do we need an intervention? No, it's like, it's the, a lot of people would really almost rather be, you know, they want to keep their distance and remain ignorant of what actually goes on there. Instead of just actually, like, learning about things, like, you know, you're talking about reading from the Quran, because so many people will, you know, they'll cherry pick some quote out of the Quran and say, oh, it says this, it's an evil religion. And it's like, okay, but what does the rest of the book say? And you know, people do the same thing about Christianity. They pick a quote and it says, like, oh yeah, it says here, this guy stoned his wife and blah, and it says, okay, it says this guy did that, but who actually, like, is that one of the things that says, like, thou shalt stone your wife if blah, blah, blah? Like, is that the word of God? Is that, the way a lot of these things are written, and I'm sure in the Quran too, it's there are a lot of stories about things that people did, like, you know, Cain and Abel and, like, all this shit.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's telling you to go kill your brother, or, you know, they're stories. That's not part of the commandments of how you should live your life.
It's not.
And so
I would say no religion is perfect, at least not after man gets through with it.
Yeah,
and that's
right?
That's the same for any religion. I don't care what it is. Humans, we're just fucked up, flawed creatures.
Yeah.
That's why I like animals. Animals are awesome. People are not.
That's actually really true. And that might have something to do with, like, animals not having egos. I don't know if that's...
Well, except for fucking small dogs. I hate small dogs. I'm terrified of them.
Yeah, they usually are the... I mean, they're obviously trying to compensate.
Yeah.
The really super yappy ones, I have one that's like, she's not super small, but she's got a little bit of that yappy in her, and yeah, I can't stand that.
Sorry.
But, I keep trying to train her out of it, and it just doesn't work. But yeah, it's annoying as hell. She's in the other room, so she'd be looking at me funny, like, I know you're talking about me.
My bunny's sitting over there in her cage. She's sitting here glaring because she's not the center of attention.
Isn't that funny? There is a lot of humanity in animals.
Oh yeah.
And for some reason, not a lot of humanity in humans. What's going on with that?
I don't know.
What do they say? You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat animals.
And a lot about a society by the way they treat their animals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying we should all be PETA Nazis or anything like that, but shit. The way we treat animals is appalling.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, you come across these videos every once in a while. Like, I've seen some really, like, I hate even talking about it because I have to think about it, but, like, there was, like, a group of kids who set a puppy on fire, and,
oh God.
Like, this other kid's, like, swinging his dog around by the neck on the leash, and it's like, yeah, there's something really fucked up going on there. But, yeah, but I think when you look at that, like, in the grand scheme of things, that's a really, really small percentage. I don't think that's super commonplace, but at the same time, you see, I mean, shit, if people treat animals the way they drive, I've seen a lot of assholes on the road, so
I'm probably one of them. I admit it. I drive like an asshole and I have road rage like a motherfucker.
Nice. So are you a nap violator then? Is that what you're admitting to?
No comment. I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right.
Is it road rage and self-defense at least?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's just general impatience. I am not a very patient person.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I can admit. People say that patience comes with age. Hell fucking no. I'm 37 and more impatient than I was when I was 17.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what they say about millennials is their main problem is they want instant gratification for everything. You're kind of outside of the millennial range, but yeah, I had to get a motorcycle when I lived in LA 'cause I just couldn't put up with the traffic. Like I so many times I caught myself falling asleep on the freeway 'cause like the traffic's moving at 2 miles an hour. It's like 10 lanes wide or something ridiculous like that, and it's just packed, and it's like, what the fuck? What are we doing as a race of humans sitting in fucking traffic all day for like 2 or 3 hours a day? It's absolute nonsense. So I got a motorcycle and I cut my commute from like an hour and a half to like 15 minutes.
Damn.
It's so ridiculous. But here's the thing, so many people are like, oh, you have to be a rebel. You have to be a crazy person to ride a motorcycle or, even public transportation. Man, I used to take the bus back and forth to college. Like, so I had a car and then I crashed it. So I had to take the bus and I was like, this actually is much better. For one, it's cheaper than gas. This was like when gas was going up to like $4. But I also get to sleep the whole way. So, because like, when you're in college, it's like community college. I'm not trying to talk it up. I didn't go to Harvard or anything. But that's what I feel like I'm saying whenever I say when I went to college. No, it was high school part two. Like you don't get much sleep. You're either out partying or yeah, let's face it, I never studied. It's yeah, you can use all the extra sleep you can get. That's wonderful. Why aren't more people riding the bus? Oh, because you're broke. You lose your status of like the cool kid. Like, oh no, the cool kid's the one with the car. Like, okay, fine, fuck that. I'm getting some sleep. The
I
kid
hate
with
public transportation, though. I had some guy whip his dick out on me.
Okay. That's a different story. I mean, it all depends. Yeah, when it gets super crowded, then yeah, it sucks too. But it's, I mean,
know,
it's.
Japan has segregated subway cars because they have problems with male passengers humping female passengers.
Well, and okay, so that's an interesting topic right there because Japan has they okay, so feminism wants to completely suppress men's sexual urges, I guess, is a way we can say that, right? Like they don't want guys looking, they don't want guys even thinking, right?
I mean, depending on which sect of feminism we're
Right.
talking about.
I guess these are the extremists, right?
Basically misandrists, SWERFs, TERFs, they're my thing with them is they're a fringe element, but it's become much easier for them to slip in the ranks.
Right. But I guess my point is Japan's kind of, in a way, they've implemented some of that. They've kind of suppressed that, haven't they? In like, go ahead. I mean, like, 'cause I mean, I don't know a whole lot, but I know that they censor their porn.
Oh yeah, you can show somebody getting fucked by an eight-tentacled monster, but God forbid if you show pubic hair.
Yeah, so it's almost I don't know to what degree they actually like restrict that, but I can see, they say that if you If you restrict, like, if you try to get people to contain their sexual urges, then they're just going to really kind of come out in the wrong place, which, you know, is interesting to see, like, what's going on with, like, people humping people on the subways. But then again, maybe it's just you've got too many people in a crowded space, and hey, I'm gonna take advantage of this opportunity. Who knows? But yeah, that's an interesting. What I always think is funny about, like, the, you know, like, the extremist feminist movement is, like, if you really get what you want, you are going to end the human race. But hey, maybe that's good for the planet.
Yeah, probably. Let penguins inherit the earth.
Right.
I love penguins.
Yeah, they're I'm trying to think. When's the last time I saw a penguin? It was the video of the penguin, like, just walking, and then the other one sticks its leg out and trips him. Have you seen that?
Oh,
one?
I know which one. I've seen that one. You know, some penguin species actually engage in prostitution.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
So the Adélie penguin, they use stones to build the nest to, you know, hold it above the ice. Well, the stones serve as currency, and some female penguins will trade sexual favors in exchange for stones. One female penguin got 62 stones in an hour.
Yeah. You can go into a little bit more detail on that. So 62 stones equals what?
Well, in some cases, though, they will go back to the same customer, but they won't put out. They'll basically take the money and run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there have also been cases where married male penguins will give the stones to other females seeking them.
And do they, I mean, do the other penguins run around with cameras and film a TV show and try to catch them in the act? Is there?
I don't know.
Do they get stabbed?
I didn't study that far into it, but penguins are awesome. You should watch a few documentaries.
Okay, so if this goes down in a city that prohibits prostitution, I'd really like to see, you know, someone like, let's say someone's at a zoo and they call the cops and say, I just saw these two people exchange gifts for sex. I think you need to get someone down here to arrest them. Because, I mean, the reality is that kind of proves how stupid this is. Like, Are penguins immoral? Are they going to hell? Is hell only for people? Which, because I mean, that's arguably, like, the reason why they came up with these laws, right? It was you know, the Christian lawmakers, or the, you know, whatever religion they are, lawmakers saying, we need to have a moral society, so we're going to ban this activity.
Well, the irony is that back in the Middle Ages, there were brothels sanctioned by the Catholic Church. So I think what it has to do more with the fact that they can't track it, they can't track the income, and they can't tax it.
Yeah, but if they, I mean, that goes for any business, really. Like, if they would legalize it, they'd be able to tax it better. You know, there's still going to be.
I think decriminalization is the first step, because even when it comes to the legalization of anything, whether it's pot or sex, ultimately, it becomes a monopoly. Like, look at the legalization for weed. Now it's a corporate business. Like, mom and pop joints still get shit on.
Yep.
And not only that, like, some people, you have to choose between your health or your safety. If you get medicinal, you cannot own guns.
Yep.
So when it comes to, like, the legalization of sex work, there's a lot of marginalized groups that can't afford the permit process and the fees associated with it.
Yep, absolutely. If you look at like, the way, you know, things are structured, right? If you have a business, you need a license, blah, blah, blah. But most people who are, in Texas, you need a license to cut hair. But you you also need a license to like own the, you know, the building or whatever. And so most people, what they do is the shop, sometimes it is, but like a lot of the haircutters will not own the shop because, well, it's an entry level job. So they basically need a pimp, which is the shop owner. And so if you were to legalize any of the sex industry in that way, you'd still have the same thing. You'd have the people who are, you know, the workers who would not, they, you know, they're not the ones who can afford the $20,000 permit. The business owner has to buy the permit. It's kind of, that's how the taxi industry works, actually. Like you know, some company has to put up maybe a couple million dollars for a single license, where if you just wanted to be a one-man cab operation, you need that same license. It might be 50 grand. It might be $1 million, depending on the city. But you know, you go to New York, why is there only one cab company?
Monopoly.
Because yeah. And you know, why do they hate Uber? It's the same thing. It's, you know, they want, you know, it's the pimps running the game. It's, you know, they're saying, you know, yeah, we need these license restrictions because we don't want competition. Well, they say it's for your safety, but no, they pay the politicians to implement the licenses. And the politicians are the ones saying it's for your safety, but it's really, you know, it's the corporate monopolists who are saying, yeah, secretly we want this stuff because we don't want competition.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have a question about Texas. Is it true you're not allowed to own more than 6 dildos at a time?
I think you're not allowed to have more than 6 in public at the same time. It's something like that. But, you know, of course, there were these girls giving out dildos at the college. And, you know, they were like, it was to protest the guns, right? It was, you know, they were like, yeah, dildos, not guns, or I don't know, something stupid like that. And so the girls who were giving these out had hundreds of them at their table. Were they arrested and cited? No, of course not, because they have a bigger agenda. Well, hey, they're actually pushing for gun control. So let's just let them have their day today. Of course, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go into Congress and take a selfie with like all the guys in the background and say, someone's violating the 7 dildo rule.
Oh shit. I need to go back home to Texas sometime. I'm actually a Texas girl.
Nice.
Born in El Paso.
I was born in California, but as the bumper sticker says, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got there as fast as I could.
I miss Whataburger. I really do. Whataburger and Bluebell ice cream.
Okay, now you're making me hungry.
Yeah, Pennsylvania doesn't really have much.
Well, you've got Philly cheesesteaks, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't do it?
I mean, as long as everyone involved is a consenting adult.
Okay, I don't want to know what that means.
Basically, when I say as long as everyone involved is a consenting adult, it's my condescending way of saying I support your choice, even though I may find it stupid or absolutely revolting.
Okay, because I'm just sitting here like contemplating whether or not I need to get on Urban Dictionary and look that up.
Oh, no, it's everyone jokes that I should trademark it.
Not a bad idea. That's what I say about pineapple pizza. I support your right. Well, actually, I support your right to not put pineapple on your pizza, and I will defend to the death your right to do that. But I said that wrong. But anyway, same principle, I guess. I was actually talking to someone he's older. He's in his 60s, and he's a lawyer, and he was expressing his disenchantment with society in his jury trials when he uses expressions like, you know, like, I might not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
Voltaire.
Yeah, like he says things like this, which he's like, man, in the 70s and the 80s, like, you know, even when we were dumb hippies doing a bunch of drugs, he's like, everyone would say that, everybody would know what it meant. But now you talk to juries and they're just so like brain dead, brainwashed that like they don't understand what freedom is. They don't understand these concepts. They don't, you know, it's like they're so conditioned to be pawns for the state.
Yeah.
That like, you know, the fact that they're there as jurors is like they might as well be there as government employees.
You know, my husband had he got summoned for jury duty, but I helped him get out of it.
How so?
Well, like when it came, like when you had to answer like a list of questions, I told him to write down "fuck the police" and that he had a problem with authority, and sure enough, he got out of it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I've never been summoned for jury duty.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's kind of funny you use the word summon because that's a word that's often associated with Satanism. But isn't that a weird word that they use?
Yeah, like you are hereby summoned for jury duty.
Right, like they're drawing pentagrams and shit in the court. Like we need jurors, summon them.
I had one buddy who got out of jury duty when they asked if she had any connection to the defendant or anyone. She was like, "Yeah, I used to blow him for coke."
Nice.
She got excused.
Nice. So, of course, I like to argue that, you know, I used to say like, you know, I used to say just throw those things in the trash and don't even bother responding because there's nothing they can do. Like all those things on the back that they say about the $10,000 fine and everything else is it's empty threats. There's nothing they can do.
I don't know. I've heard some horror stories.
Really? I'd like to, if you can find me someone who's actually like, because here's the thing, anyone that I've seen, they basically say, if you don't respond, we'll send you another one. And if you don't respond to that, then, you know, we can haul you in and make you explain why you didn't respond. But that requires basically a sheriff actually serving you. Like, you know, they can't just send it mail because then they have no proof that you even ever received it. But then also the reality there is, you know, I've never heard of it ever getting to that. But, you know, why wouldn't anyone just say, well, it says right here in the Constitution something about involuntary servitude. So I have to do what? Nope, I'm not going to do it. I mean, arguably, that's I don't know if anyone's ever used that excuse on the draft. I would think someone has, but same thing, right? Isn't that slavery?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I say voluntary association.
Yeah.
So do you have any... I was going to say, we went off on a huge tangent.
No, it's all good. That's libertarianism. So are you planning on running again?
Yeah, 2020.
Awesome. So, where can we follow you? You have a Facebook page, Twitter?
Twitter, Instagram, Libertarian Slut.
All right. Website or anything? T-shirts? Hats?
No, I really should get one.
We'll talk about that. I've been setting up websites for libertarian candidates. So when you're ready to run again, we'll get you set up.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, what is taxation?
Theft.
Awesome. I guess we're at about time for tonight. So thanks for coming on the show. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We'll do this again sometime. And
all right.
Good to have you and good luck when you run again.
Thank you. Let's
turn some more heads and wake all some right. people up and do some good things.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Awesome. I'll see you around.
Bye.